Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You, Elizabeth, and me, Tom Harris, and our dear readers at home are going to take a spin around hypothetical land.
Okay.
Hypothetical being, you have feelings for a man, woman.
I thought you were just going to be like, you have feelings, you hypothetically. Have feelings.
Hypothetical, yes, no. You have feelings for someone, okay. Right? And they are in a relationship.
Oh, I've been there.
And they don't know that you have feelings for them, right? Maybe there's a wedding looming 6 months or so. Is it right?
No.
To express and share your feelings
absolutely
with this
not.
Person.
No.
Not at all.
No,
not
never.
Once, not never,
nope.
ever.
No. Especially, like, I just, I've been in this position, like, this exact position.
Yes.
And I would never, because there's never been any indication that their relationship is not happy. And if their relationship is fine, then who the fuck am I to say anything? Like,
right.
The only time I would ever intervene is if I genuinely believed, and it would never be a marry me instead. It'd be a, I think this relationship is very bad for you. If I genuinely believe that they're in some kind of emotional danger or were being brainwashed,
right,
or
yes.
Like if it was like a welfare.
Then you'll step in and say
I'd
something.
Then I'd step in, but I would never. Like, I'm the type of person who would, like, you know, be in the old folks' home, still being in love with the same person 20 years later, doing hard eyes at them when they're not looking at me, just because I would never want to say anything that would, like, ruin whatever he has
fair
or she has with
fair
their
enough. It's a very
partner.
Noble.
I would never.
It's a very noble answer, because in, I don't know, popular culture, there seems to be this mood of, you love, you want the girl, go and get her, run through the airport and ruin her wedding, you know, show her how you feel, because if you don't, you'll kick yourself for the rest of time.
If that person has shown you in the past that they really do have feelings for you, then maybe rather than being like, choose me, you should be like, hey, if you're expressing that you've got feelings for me, should you really be getting married?
Yeah.
And then they can make, but if they walk out on a relationship for you and that doesn't work out, that's going to feel pretty fucking awful. Like, whatever decision another person makes about their relationship, they have to make for them and not for you,
yes,
right? So if they've expressed that they have feelings for you and they're getting married to someone else, then maybe you suggest they shouldn't be getting married, but not for you.
And don't you dare
for them.
Don't you dare rock up on the wedding day saying, no, I object.
Anyone who says I object, unless it's literally for a, he's literally holding a gun to her back or she's blackmailing him or like
something nefarious.
You know, no, you don't use the wedding day as the objection time. That's not right.
Well, there you have it, readers of Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. If you have feelings for that someone in your life, someone that you've longed for, someone that your heart just can't quit.
I will go to the fucking grave with it.
Take it to the grave. Because you don't want to be interrupting the wedding. Not the wedding.
No.
That's
like,
too far. That's
you
just to go too far.
It's just the whole thing of you just can't interfere if someone's happy. Like, that's selfish.
Right. If you really
if
love
they're
them,
unhappy,
you'll let their happiness be more important.
If they're unhappy or if there's a danger issue, then fucking tell them about it. But, like, don't be that selfish shit. No.
I like
hate
it.
Hate it.
I like it.
Good.
I like the passion off the top.
Good.
That's Elizabeth Best on microphone, and I'm Tom Harris. Hello, one, and hello, all.
Welcome to Ghosts of Boyfriends Past.
No, I'm just reflecting on
you're
the
just
question.
Reflecting
yeah, I want to explore it more. That's what we do. We always open these shows with interesting things that I want to talk about, and then 5 minutes we got to bring a guest on.
Well, why don't we get our guest's opinion on it as well?
My God. Could we?
Yes.
Could
should we?
That?
Will we? Today we have Kim Brown with us. Kim.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Kim
hello,
Brown.
Hello.
Come
what do you
now.
Do? Do you tell the person that you like them?
I think I'm with you, Liz.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I think it really depends on that relationship.
Yeah.
Like if yeah. And especially if it's that, you know, speaking of classic movie tropes, yeah. is that it's like the best friend, like, you know, this boy is my best friend and we've grown up together and I've realized now that I love him and he keeps dating all of these shitty women.
Mm.
You know, that maybe is a conversation. But yeah, I think if
you... Yeah, you can be like, hey, you keep dating shitty women, not... Choose me instead.
I keep meeting really great guys and they're fabulous wives. And yeah. I'm just like, damn it.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you see the relationship and if it's working, you don't break it. You
let it
shut
it lie.
Your mouth.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, hello, readers to our show. We've introduced our guest. Now, new readers to Ghosts of Boyfriends Past might not be aware of A, why I call you readers. Maybe I'll never tell you.
It's just the thing.
Maybe
it's
I'll
just
never
his
share.
Style.
B, what are we here to do, Elizabeth? What is the mission statement of this here podcast?
Well, the mission statement of this podcast, Thomas, is that we get a guest on and that guest tells us a story. And then after the story, we all talk about what we learned.
Fantastic. And just, did you get that whiff of sarcasm of Elizabeth reading out there?
So much educational purpose here.
Education.
I love it.
Basically we talk about dating stories. And the reason why I thought it would be a good idea to ask him to come back on the podcast.
Yes, I have been here once before.
Very early on in our history.
What's
the word? Where am I going? I've lost all brain power today. Was because Kim has just started dating on the apps again.
Ah.
Yes, and she's no spring chicken. Let's just put that out there as well.
So we wanted to talk about getting back on the apps.
Getting back on the apps. I love it. Are you on the apps?
I feel I don't want to be apps. Like at a certain age, but like not in your 20s. How about say being on the apps and not being in your 20s?
Yeah, it's interesting, fun times. And I have to say, like, I it's been about a month now and I just hit New Year's and went, fuck it, COVID can get stuffed. I want to do things. I want to keep, you know, I've just turned 41. I have lined up a whole lot of ducks in my life and things are going really well. I've bought my first house. I have a steady job. I have a new car for the first time ever.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm a grown up. Look at me go.
I'm an adult. I did it.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, wait. I'm still not married with no grandchildren for my mother. But maybe
but
we could start having a look
at many other boxes.
So many boxes.
I haven't. The only box I have ticked on that is new car.
Yay.
And it's not even mine yet. It's mostly the bank still.
Mine's still mostly the bank.
Now, Kim's been on this show before. She knows the rules and all of that. All of you are sick of hearing it, but we have to go through them anyway.
No, it's good. It's good to refresh her.
The lawyers in
I'm
the
very
corner,
old. I forget things now.
Yes, so. That's right. So for Kim's sake, we're going to go slowly over the rules, okay, everybody? an alias, please, today. I don't know if you're talking about one story, but if it's going to be...
You probably don't even remember their name.
Yeah,
I mean, I could use the names they give me on the app, so that's probably already an alias. I probably don't have any really... explicit stories about individuals at this
fine.
Point
it's
in
a,
time.
It's a rule for every week.
Yeah, no, that's a
so,
good thing.
So you're in the clear there.
And I think last time I was here, I just remembered to use the alias and I didn't forget, which was really impressive of me.
I hold the record for the most times having to get bleeped.
Don't you worry. Any dear readers at home who figures out who Kim is and who she's talking about with these weird and wacky stories, no doxing. We don't want sharing of private information, workplaces, phone numbers, etc., etc. We don't want the pitchforks and torches dragged out into the street. And to negate that, no threats on microphone, please.
On mic.
Okay. Off mic, however.
Yeah, please.
Off mic's my favourite.
Yeah. Oh. Everybody at home, you should hear the behind the scenes of this podcast.
Maybe we should start a Patreon and we'll release all of the threats.
You could make a lot of money out of
now
that, I think.
Then. Well, then now.
Exclusive content for subscribers. Liz
threatening people.
We're going to have to put an age. There'll have to be an age limit on that.
Yep.
But that's rules
that
out of the way.
Yeah.
Kim knows what she's doing, so I think we're just going to let her run with it.
Let's just go. So you went, fuck it. I want to get shit happening in my adult life.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like I'm finally in a place where I'm ready to look for something. Is that it's not that it's a whole, like I am a complete human and my life is awesome. But I was like, this would be nice to have another person share part of
cuddles
my house
are good.
For a little bit, you know.
Cuddles are nice. Sex is good. Someone cooking for you occasionally is nice.
Look, you say all the right things. So, yeah, it was just sort of like, let's give it a red hot go. I've also been doing a little bit of physical sculpting, shall we say. So amazing. I've lost a bit of weight and I'm feeling good. And I was like, right, let's do some stuff. I will start by saying I did try online dating many years ago when it was in its reasonable infancy. So
now, and there was no apps. There was no Tinder, Hindle, Bumble.
None
Hinge.
Of those.
It no was, swipey swipe. It was like online. Professional matchy match.
Yeah, it was
RSVP,
like
RSVP, Christian Mingle. You're any fish.
Two date.
Yeah, come and get it.
Harmony. Part of me feels like that Facebook had a something at some point because I feel like that's where I met the gentleman that I was my last episode story. I feel like it was through Facebook and there was some sort of matchy app part of Facebook. I can't remember anymore because it was eons ago. But so this was probably like I was in my late 20s, I would say. So sort of, you know, I've already told you how old I am. It's irrelevant now, but like late 2000s, so like 2008, 2009, sort of that area. So it was still... there was RSVP, there was eHarmony, and for a struggling artist, it was expensive. And I was like, why am I paying money to meet people when I could go to a bar? But of course, I didn't want to go to a bar and buy $30 drinks. So, you know, it was sort of like, oh, let's give it a go. So I found it really limiting, you know, because it's like I can look at half your face in a profile picture because half of it's blanked out because I haven't subscribed. And I can see that you live in Queensland, the end, you know.
That's a really big place, you guys.
It's quite hefty.
Yes. So it was really tricky, I guess, at that point. And I didn't know what I was doing in real life, let alone what I would do with an app and how I was supposed to talk and what photos look like. And Instagram wasn't as what it is now. So I haven't learnt from all of these beautiful people taking photos of themselves that I should
there
have
angled no,
like, and have
angles
it.
Angles or like, none of that. You know, what's your best angle? What's your best lighting? What, you know, none of that
and
shit.
And not that I'm anywhere near an expert on that either, but I've at least learnt a few things.
Yeah.
And so all of that was just this weird minefield. And I think even then, which was probably late in the actual online dating game, there was still that stigma of like, oh, you met online.
I know. Like even as early as what, like, you know, 10 years ago, people were still, 5-10 years ago, people were like, oh, we met online, and now it's weird if you didn't.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you else meet people otherwise?
I mean,
you
shit,
know?
I've been off the app for years and I haven't met anyone, so I'm pretty sure that's the only way you can meet people.
COVID doesn't help.
No.
I have to say.
No, I mean,
you know,
germs,
2 years
no.
of not just going to being able to go to a birthday party at a pub. Like you
being
just
able to go to see a show. Being able to be in a show.
Yeah. So all of those things. So this is the experience that I had, you know, 10, 12, 13 years ago was just sort of strange. And I didn't know what I was doing and it was weird and I couldn't afford the full functionality of these apps, and so sometimes I could pay just enough to like send them a little wink or something then it was like he'd wink back and I was like, well, he can't message me because he hasn't paid, so do I want to date someone that hasn't paid for the app? And I'm like, because of course you also get this promise of meeting a doctor or a lawyer and your life's going to be amazing and all these busy professionals that don't have time to go to a pub.
They're like-minded
and you know
used.
You as a young thing, you can just meet all of these fabulous men and no, well, no.
No.
So it was that was sort of my only real experience. And yeah, like I sort of was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I was so physically petrified to go and meet someone. It was so scary just because I had, you know, we just have so many stories of things gone wrong. And for me, even going out at night was worse. So I would arrange for like an afternoon coffee or like a Saturday morning brunch because it was daylight. Yes. And I was like, I hate that I think this way. But that's just, I was so
I'm
terrified.
Sorry, but as a female,
you kind of have to. Yeah.
As a woman, you need to think this way. You like, we don't have the luxury of being able to meet someone in a dark alley and feel good about it.
Them alleys. But yeah, so I would delay the meeting process, because it was fun to chat. It was cute to message and get a, you know, your phone would go ping and your little heart would flutter and it was like, oh, he messaged me back, you know. And I was like, I'm 15 again. So it was just such a weird minefield. And I don't remember actually ever going on a date with anyone from any one of these apps. Like, I just never got that far. I just never got to the actual meeting part. And then I'm going to throw this story in as well before we get to the current situation, because it's also scarred me deeply, is I got a, one year I got a really bumper tax return, and I was like, right, I'm going to invest in my life and I'm going to get me a husband.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go to Real Humans and I'm going to pay money to Ideal Introductions.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Now, Liz, do you want to explain yourself there with the noise?
Look, there was a lot of promise in Ideal Introductions, and I feel like that I've never heard a single person that has been delivered upon. It was one of those, like, services. Did you have to film a video? Was it that old ago?
I definitely had photos.
At one point, they used to make people film videos
intro video.
Hi, I'm looking for this. Like, just really fucking awkward. And they'd have professional matchmakers.
Yes.
Right. Were they trying to claim scientific connecting algorithms?
I think they were definitely.
It's expensive as fuck.
They're really expensive.
I know we're whispering.
So expensive. I paid, and I got a low end package, was probably between $1,500 and $2,000. And I think I went on 4 dates.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And she's still not married, ladies and gents. Just want to point that out. There are no grandchildren for my mother. She's very sad about that. They were promising that human element. It wasn't just a computer doing the algorithms that you would have with what the other apps that were out at the time. It was that you get a real person and you're meeting real people and they help vet people and they've met all the men that you're going to match with and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so the first meeting was fantastic because you go in and there's flashy offices and they took my pictures and, like, you know, they didn't do my hair and makeup, but, like, I came nice and they did nice sort of pro shoot. And then I did, like, you know, this 45-minute questionnaire about all of my things and how do I feel about political topics and how do I, you know, all of these things. And I was like, geez, this is thorough as hell. And then there was this one activity where this girl was like, right, I'm just going to show you pictures. And I just straight off your gut, I want you to say yes or no. And I was like, oh, I don't really feel right judging people by their photo because I'm not a person that wants to be judged by my exterior either. But she was like, no, I just need to get a feel of what you're interested in. And so, yeah, she just, like, starts throwing all of these glossy headshots at me.
Just imagine her, like, chucking them like ninja stars. Yeah.
It's like across a desk. It's like, what about this? It was like being in an interrogation room. Yeah. It was like, I don't know anything, officer.
You know this face? You like it? Yeah.
And then we looked at my yes and my no pile, and my yes pile was full of people who smiled. And she was like, oh, okay. Like, there was all different ages, all different colours, all different, you know, sort of, you know, looking people.
I like people who don't look like serial killers.
Yeah. Or, and, like, there were people in the no pile that were very good looking but were doing that, like, blue
Broody.
Steel model pose. Yeah. And I was like, no. Because also, no.
Yeah.
So she was like, interesting.
It's because good looking people don't have to smile in every photo. Every photo I get taken of me, I have to stand there like a twat and smile. You know, come on, smile. Pretend you're happy, but good-looking people don't have to do that. That's why.
Yeah, but it's still not.
I want to see a smile.
I want to see a smile
because then you can see if the smile extends to
their
eyes. Because
yeah,
if they've got smile dead eyes, I'm like sociopath.
Yep. You have no soul. Goodbye. So yeah, so that was great. I was like, oh, this is so amazing. And this girl that was my, like, matchmaker was wonderful and lovely and bubbly. And so then I think the policy, I have to say this, the details are now sketchy because I really obviously lost my mind a little bit in the last 12 years. But I believe that they would call me and give me details and maybe even email me a photo or something of someone that they'd matched me with. And they said, are you interested? If you say yes, we will then give this person your phone number, and they had to call you. So the man had to call the woman. And so then I get to just wait for him to eventually call and had to answer every unlisted number on my mobile because I didn't know who it was going to be. And yeah, so I think I went on three, maybe four dates that I was matched with. Two of them, I'll give you the short version. One of them, we went to the coffee club and we just had an afternoon tea. And so I just ordered like a pot of tea and just thought, so there. He was like, I'm just going to get a bit of something to eat if that's okay. I was like, yeah, knock yourself out, man. So we got like a ham and cheese croissant. But of course, on the side was this really cute little garnish that nobody actually eats. And so it had lettuce and a bit of dressing and tomato and then salad onion, like a lot of salad onion. And so while he's staring intently into my... Yeah, but... Yeah, that's not the problem.
Okay.
I watched him just pick out every piece of onion and then was like, let me walk you to your car and went in for the kiss.
Oh, dear.
With onion bread. Like,
yeah,
it was
that lovely raw onion mouth.
Mm. Oh, that's something like this. You can eat all the garnish you want, my love. Just don't try and kiss me afterwards.
I won't pass you after, I promise. Or I'll have gum on me. Like, yeah, I just, there needs to be a public service announcement that if you have something with garlic in it or onion in it, you're not tasty to kiss.
I mean, look, I personally like garlic. I'm
I fucking love garlic, but I don't.
It off another human.
Yeah. I just don't want it coming at me in someone else's mouth.
It'll get whiffy.
So that was, and he yeah, there was a whole lot of other red flags. I'm not being that superficial that I was like, ill. But it was just the icing on the cake of that date. Yeah. And I was like, I can't believe someone, another human, thought this guy would work for me. Mm. And I was like, okay. So then, of course, I think they call us like, whenever, like a week later, and go, how was that? And I was like, no, thank you very much. And then one of the other dates was 35 minutes long.
Wow, that's pretty short. That's pretty efficient.
So we went to this little place. It was in South Bank somewhere, and yeah, they were pretty quick. It was like a little hole in the wall, so the food came out pretty quick, which thank God, because otherwise we would have been there longer. I was just like, oh, I've eaten, goodbye. And yeah, I again was a musician, struggling artist, working paycheck to paycheck, and he was an accountant, and he just was mortified that I didn't have savings and that I couldn't just go on a holiday like tomorrow.
I mean,
he was like, what do you mean you don't have a savings account? And I was like, dude, I barely make rent. This is the most expensive meal I'm having this week, that this pizza, tiny pizza I just bought.
Yeah, and then you as a creative say, you flip it and you say, mate, how the hell are you an accountant? If that was me, I'd be killing myself. You know? Yeah. So we're all even.
It swings around about it.
Look, and 41-year-old Kim would definitely say that. 28-year-old Kim was like, oh, I'm feeling judged. This is awful. I was like, okay, bye. That was the best I could do. So, and the other two were so non-memorable, I can't even remember what happened.
So your $2,000 or whatever it was that you forked over to this.
Is that
this
how
business?
Many, like they give you a certain amount of dates and
no,
then you're out?
No, this was the thing, there was no time limit, no guarantees, no like, and you know,
they could just go to you, oh sorry, you've never matched with anyone else ever again.
And so like then I just stopped getting called. I got ghosted by Ideal Introductions basically. I just never got any more matches and calls, and I just was like, I really want my money back because I could do so many other things with that money.
Yeah.
And again, we were in a, you know, an enlightened society where I also paid for my food at these dates and I didn't even get a free meal. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
What is this shit?
So after all of that, I was like, this is fucked. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. And so it's been a blissful 10 years of just sorting out my own life. Yeah. And so of course now there is so much more. I think one night at a party I got very drunk and installed the Tinder app and matched and then was like mortified the next day and deleted it. So that's as far as it's gone until now. And I've had some good reports from other friends, especially in my now slightly older age bracket, going, Bumble's quite good. Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, let's give that a red hot go. So that's the one I've been
using. For the readers at home, Bumble is you connect, but the woman – messages the man first, so assuming it's a straight relationship.
Yeah, so you still have to subscribe. The fees seem I don't know if it's just because I have a little bit more money now that I'm like, oh, that's reasonable. I can't remember the comparable price, but you know, it's a reasonably price. And you can
I just say, I read a story today about Tinder saying that their pricing model is not set and they did a lot of study and that they charge people who are over 30 more. Yeah, that's yeah. Older men the most, producer Zane says, almost 200% more. But yes, I've read it today. and being like, crafty, because of course no one's going to talk about how much
they pay.
But yes, I think there is a free model that you can have of some of the dating apps. But again, it limits you to a certain number of swipes or matches or messages per day.
I think with Bumble, I could definitely do the swipe, read profiles and swipe, but I couldn't. We couldn't message. Mm.
Okay.
And so they kind of just sit there and then they
yes.
and they only give you a 24-hour window to make that initial contact. So if you match with them and you just sit there swiping because you like that part of it, it then just deletes the match after 24 hours.
It makes me anxious. Sometimes I'm not able to communicate with humans for 24 hours.
So you have to just not swipe till you're ready.
Okay.
And then go for it.
A lot of pressure.
It does have the women message first. Mm. So once, obviously, both of you have to swipe on each other to get to that point. And then I quite like, they have a little like question game. So they have all these like template icebreaker sort of questions that you can scroll through, and then you choose the question and then you write your answer, but it doesn't show up until you both answer. So once he answers, it shows up for both of you, and then you can start just random chatting. So that's been quite fun. I like it a little bit more than just like, here's a little love heart emoji, here's my winky face. It's and some of them are quite deep, some of them are very, you know, very shallow and fun. You get to sort of scroll through and then
you'll match with someone and then answer. My three desert island books would be
exactly,
the Bible, the Bible
like
2
that.
And the Bible the Returns, and yes. then they pop and their answers pop up at the same time.
Yeah.
And you go, they really like the Bible as well.
Yeah.
All three editions.
Why are we going to the
know.
Bible?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And then you mentioned Christian Mingle at the start.
Maybe I'm confused.
I was like, maybe I don't know Tom as well as I thought I did.
Are you looking for something in your life,
Thomas? No, it's because there's been religious discrimination acts in the fucking news.
No, we don't
want to
talk about that. We don't talk about
it. Kicking off in America as well.
Oh, dear. Okay.
We don't talk about that.
So that's why it's online. Great.
Breathe.
So Bumble, tick.
Yeah, I've found it quite good. So I've now gone on more dates with Bumble in a month than I did with three apps and an Ideal Introductions.
Pretty good.
12 years ago.
Pretty good.
So, but it's what I've found this time around is I personally have felt so much more comfortable and safe, or capable of staying safe, I guess. I've not like 5-6 messages, I'm like, hey, so yeah, you sound cool, want to meet? And they're like, oh yeah, sure.
Right.
I've had one or two guys go, oh, I wasn't ready for you to be that forward and ready to meet, because it seems that from that a lot of girls just love the chat. And that's fine.
I can't do that. Like, I don't connect with people just texting. I have to meet them to see if there's a vibe. I want to meet ASAP, as long as I think you're not a murderer.
Yeah, exactly. So it's getting past psycho stage, or do you just want sex?
Yeah.
And which is not awful if that's what you want, but that's not always what I'm looking for, you know, and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's been quite interesting. And I think the way they filter is a bit, you can filter better. So you can actually, like, the app, when you build your profile, it asks you a reasonable amount of questions, nothing too crazy, but you can then filter by, you know, I don't want smokers, or I don't want someone who has children already, which unfortunately at my age they all have children, which is fine. I'm coming to terms with it. It's really not in my game plan, but I reckon I could maybe be a stepmom if I really had to. Anyway, but you can filter in that way. You can choose your age bracket. You can choose your locations, how far away you're willing to go. There's travel mode, apparently, because you can also choose if you're looking for something casual, you're looking for a relationship, or even if you're looking, like some of them pop up going, looking for marriage. I was like, that's just a lot right now in my face. But you can choose travel mode. So if you're just looking for some casuals and you're in town for a week, you can do that. So it has a lot of functionality, which is quite fun. Haven't found my Prince Charming yet, but you know,
so
had a couple of fun dates.
You had an interesting story specifically that you mentioned in our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy group.
Yeah.
That I was pretty fucking impressed with.
Yeah.
So can we tell that story, please?
Certainly can. So this is a shout out to Bumble. This isn't product placement, but
we've not
really
been paid for this.
No. Well, I have. certainly not. But so I did organise a date with a gentleman, and in the chats you can choose to end the chat message if you're just feeling it's not working, and you can then it just says you know, especially if the other person ends it, so-and-so has ended this chat and doesn't feel it's right. Like the language they use is kind of cute and nice. It's good. So I had, I'd arranged to have a date with this guy and I arrived at the place and about, you know, 5-10 minutes before, and I thought, I better just check his profile to see what he looks like again because I can't remember.
Yeah,
make sure
I do that.
I'm meeting the right person. So I opened the app and I went to our chat because from there you can click on their profile and see it straight away. And all of a sudden our chat had ended. And I was
so
like,
he'd vamoosed out of the chat.
He had shut the chat and unmatched us.
After arranging
so
to
this
meet
was at
you
like,
at a place.
Yeah, like 3 o'clock. And
oh,
I,
you're on the date.
I'm at the date, yeah. Yes. At 3 o'clock. And like at 11 o'clock, I messaged him that morning and said, still good to me, because we'd arranged it the night before. So I was like, still keen to meet. It's 3 o'clock. Yep, see you then.
Oof.
Unmessaged at like 2:55. And I just sort of, I was standing outside this cafe and just sort of going, I don't know what to, did he do that on purpose or is it an accident?
No.
Or is he like, I'm meeting her now so we don't need to have the app. I was being nice.
Yeah, you're figuring it out.
I gave him 15 minutes and he didn't show. And I was like, fuck it, I'm out. So looking at the app, then I could see the unmatched thing, and it's, yeah, I could then click unmatch to remove the whole thing from my chats. And as I pressed unmatched, it also had unmatch and block or report or something. I was like, I wonder if you can fucking report this shit. And so I clicked on it, and yeah, you could, there was a few different menus. I mean, obviously what I also liked about it is that you can report someone who might be rude, abusive, any of that really hardcore unnecessary behavior and not acceptable stuff. They do actually have a thing, if you are unsafe right now, you need to, you know, call 000, etc., which is good. But this was called Unbumble Behavior, Unbumble like behavior. And I was like, I wonder what that institutes. And one of them was, I got stood up. And I was like, fuck you, pressed it. And so then it was like, tell us a bit more details about what happened. And so I filled in a little form and sent it off and said, yeah, we'd made a date the day before, had confirmed a few hours earlier, and then he unmatched and didn't show up. And so then I get an email from Bumble going, oh, we're so sorry that this dude's a dickhead. They didn't say that.
I wish they did.
Emotionally,
yeah.
That's what they said. They were like, this is not okay. We've got your back. We respect you. And we want to let you know that he has been removed from our app.
Yes.
Result. And then it was like, you know, we this is definitely not okay. We want to say, you know, that we've got you. We want to send you a little gift if you send us your address. And I was like, oh, that's cute. And I was expecting like a little like Valentine's card or a little here's $5 off your next subscription from Bumble. So about a week and a half later, one afternoon at my house, this dude rocks up with a dozen long stem roses and a box of chocolates. And I was like, what the hell? And I open the card and it's like, hey Kim, we've got your back, all the best for your future searching, love Bumble. And I was like,
shit,
what?
Yes. I'm good. Sorry. And as much as I don't like advertising when people haven't paid us, that is some good customer service.
It's tidy PR. It is really good work from Bumble.
Yeah.
Wow, good result.
I'd be really interested, because I think there was a person in our group, that a gentleman who had said, man, I just thought that was part of the game, that you just got stood up. And I was like, well, so did I, until I was like, I just want to report him, but I can't say he was abusive. I can't do that. I can't, you know. And so, yeah, and I'd be really interested to find out if they did the same thing for a gentleman.
Yeah, that's interesting, that
because
I know that Bumble is very supposed to be women friendly in the way that, because the whole model of it is to make it less intimidating than getting dick pics when you haven't even said hello to someone.
Yes.
But yeah, like, and the person in the group who said, oh, you know, that's happened to me and I did that and nothing happened. And I'm like, yeah, but did you report it? No, they did not, because they just expected that's what dating is. And I'm like, but it shouldn't be, people. Everybody listening at home, you shouldn't just assume that the bar is low, therefore let it go. This is why people keep getting away with doing shitty things, is because everyone just goes, oh, well, that's just a part of dating. No, that's not right. People shouldn't be able to treat other people like shit and get away with it, because that's just the game.
Preach it, girl.
Hate it.
Absolutely.
Makes me angry.
No, she's 100% right. So Bumble took care of you.
Yeah.
And so, like, what are the types of dates have you been on? Yeah. Like, do you prefer like the lunch date, or do you prefer?
Yeah, at the moment, I'm a school teacher, so I did a lot of this while I was on school holidays, which was super great, because it also is, even though It still takes me a lot of emotional energy to brush my hair and put my face on at the moment and get dressed and go out of the house because especially because...
I mean, 2 years of COVID. It's two years of COVID.
Especially because at schools, everybody knows we just had a couple of weeks of online learning. So I literally haven't left my house for like 2 weeks. And so it was so much emotional effort. But I certainly wasn't as scared to go and meet a strange male somewhere as I was... you know, 15 years ago. So that's been a good thing. I surprised myself when I was like, I'm going to have coffee. It's going to be great. To be fair, the very first guy that I sort of matched with and started chatting with had said, let's meet tomorrow morning. I start work a bit later and work into the evening. So I've got the morning free. Let's have coffee at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great.
And I would have been like, no, I'm unconscious then.
Oh, no, school teacher. I'm up at six. That's fine. And so I was like, yeah, great. And so he's like, what about this little cafe in New Farm? And I was like, yep, sounds great. And he goes, by the way, I live nearby if things go well, winky face.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah, that was a very it's quick not unmatch. Morning glory goodbye. Time. I was like, no, man, not 8 o'clock in the freaking morning for coffee. First
that's
start.
Not even a nooner. Like, that's just a nooner, maybe, but like.
and then I was like, I'm not sleeping with you tomorrow. That's not going to happen. And you know, he
morning sex.
He was older
What's
than
that
me.
About?
He would have been like mid to late 40s as well. And I was like, oh no.
That's
and he
fucking...
hadn't, but he hadn't put on his profile that he wanted casual because that was one of the things I kept looking for. I was like, I don't really want to match with someone who's just looking for something casual. I am looking for something long term. Doesn't mean we can't have some fun in the meantime. But you know, yeah. So I was like, and yeah, he tried to backpedal, and part of me wanted to go, you should go and meet him anyway. And then I went, no, listen to Liz in your head. Yes. Here is your flag.
Yes. Yeah, you've got a devil on your shoulder.
Little Liz sat in my head going, red flag, red flag.
I love that. Can someone make a little drawing of me doing that on someone's shoulder?
Don't do it, Kim. Don't do it. And so I went, actually, you know what? No, I'm drawing this.
Yes. No, you're worth.
Good.
Unmatched. Amazing.
I think it was because it was my first one that I was like, Kim, you've just got to deal with the world now.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
oh,
no. Hell no.
And I think that for me at this point in time is I would much rather spend the rest of my life alone with some really good friends than deal with that shit.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I'm not going to. Mainly sort of morning, afternoon coffees and whatever. I have had a two-date weekend with the same person. We had coffee at one point and we were there for 2.5 hours talking nonstop, both of us.
That's great.
That's really
perfect. And I was like, and we were in similar sort of, not the same, but similar professions. And we had so much to talk about. And I felt really bad because I was like, I feel like I'm talking a lot, but he was really good at asking questions. And then I was like, so how does that work for you in your position? And we had a great time. And so even by later that afternoon, I was like, fuck it, I want a second date. So I texted him and I was and we changed.
Well done.
We exchanged numbers and so I said, any chance you're free in the morning, we could do brunch or I could do like a late dinner. And so he was like, yeah, I could do brunch. And so we met up like less than 24 hours later and had brunch. And that was another 2 hours and it was great. And then it was for me it was the first week sort of at school online and we'd both said, you know, like for me working with kids at school is so intense, I'm just absolutely shattered by 4 o'clock of an afternoon, so doing nighttime stuff during the week's not really my jam. So I was like, but we had the Australia Day holiday and I thought, well, I've organized the first two dates, I'm just gonna wait. I'm going to wait and see what happens. And then the next weekend passed and there was nothing. And I was like, oh, I really want to message him. But I also want something that's reasonably equal. I don't want to be the mum that organises everything all the time. So I got to about Thursday. I'd had a couple of wines and I was like, fuck, I'm going to message him.
Yes.
And I just basically said, hey, just checking in. Have you been super busy or are you maybe not interested in anything further? And he was actually really lovely because he just went, I actually have been really super busy and I'm very new to this dating scene and I'm probably not following the right etiquette, so I do apologize. And I was like, oh
yeah.
Cute. And then he said, however, I do want to ask you a question. And I was like, yes. And he said, do you want kids? And I was like, any question but that. And I said, and I knew that he had said on his profile that he didn't have kids, but he wanted them someday.
Right.
He's a little bit younger than me. Not much. I'm just saying. But, and I just went, no, I said, I reckon I could be a stepmom. I reckon if you've already got kids, I'm not going to be like, that's a deal breaker. Mm. I do not want to bear children. And he was like, damn, that's a shame.
Yeah.
He said, I really want kids. And in a way, he was like, you're a really great conversationalist and I was quite attracted to you and I think you're awesome. But I think at this point in my life, and he was in a similar position, he'd just lined up a lot of his ducks and he was ready to start putting children in his house. And
Kim,
I was like,
that was a really adult conversation.
It was.
That was so grown up.
And so much better to have the conversation now than when you're 5 years down the line when you're married and you go, oh, you want kids.
That
oh,
is some
interesting.
Fucking good communication.
Yeah. Well done.
I was super impressed with this guy and now I'm like, oh, but yeah, now I'm like, damn it. I could have said, yes, of course. Yeah, like it wouldn't have been worth it for a year or two of dating to then.
No, because you don't want to waste anyone's time if you've got completely different like life stages you're at.
Yeah. So,
well, I think that's fucking great.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. And I'm so impressed with you putting yourself out there and, you know, realizing, and this is the big thing that I reckon I've learned so far, is there's no rules to dating anymore. If you want to text someone, fucking text them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't need to do this waiting by the phone bullshit. There's no, oh, you're too keen if you see them again the next day. There's none of that. If you get a feeling that you don't want to go on a date with someone, guess what? You don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no etiquette of, you know, I mean, you tell them that you're not going to show up, maybe.
Yeah.
Don't stand people
that's,
up.
That's
don't do
the
that.
Line.
There's still deep
there
common
is,
decency.
There is a common decency rules.
Yes.
But yeah, like.
But I think, again, it's almost like it's still taboo and we don't talk about online dating and what you could or couldn't do or should or shouldn't do and who made these rules in the first place?
Because
I swear to
probably
God, I subscribed to them 15 years ago and now I'm like, I'm not, nah, nah.
So the freeing feeling that you get when you realize that you can ask for what you want is just so great. And it doesn't matter, you know, what gender, what sexual orientation, there's anything. There's a lot of people who think that there are different rules that you need to abide by. And the best part about it is that if you ask for what you want and somebody else says no, that's actually a good thing because it means that you're not going to be with someone that's wrong for you.
Yes.
There's no way to lose.
Information is good.
Yeah.
Getting information, even if it doesn't, that information doesn't, isn't compatible with you at the moment, it's still information.
And,
it's
and even though that is like, it's a little, aw, it makes me a little bit sad right now, is nothing compared to spending time investing emotionally and then having it all come crumbling down.
Yeah.
That emotional investment is it's worth it for that little just, oh, let's have a day of disappointment for this person that I just got to know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So these dating apps, you were on them 12 years ago. No good. It was a website, we'll call them.
Yes.
Now they're dating apps. They've evolved, they've improved, and they seem to have gotten better. Mm. Would you?
I think so.
How do we make them even better still? What needs to tweak on these? Because people are still going to go to Bumble, Tinder, Hinder.
That's my dating life.
I think, unfortunately, at this point, the only thing that's really going to improve these apps is human beings.
Yeah.
I.e., just be a better human on the app.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's where. It's interesting. I have a younger brother who's actually in doing the same thing, although he's actually a bit more interested in the casual side of things. So we've been having chats. I'm like, what's your perspective as a guy? Like, what are you seeing on these apps? What, like, and that was one of the other things I posted in our group was the infuriating way some men put themselves out there. And I was like, dude, stop taking photos from underneath your chin in your car after you've been on the labouring site all day and you're sweaty as hell and you've got sunglasses on.
Yes, we don't need to see the fish that you've caught.
I don't want to see the fish.
We need the sunglasses off, buddy boy. No sunglasses. Put a shirt on.
Look, you can have sunnies in a few photos, but for fuck's sake, I need to see your eyes in at least one because I need to know that you have a soul.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a whole lot of things that I could now go, and it's not just like there was three people that did it. It's like every single one.
Fish,
tradie.
Fish.
And look, don't get me wrong. A tradie will get me going. Don't you worry about that. Yeah. But I don't need to see you straight after the work in your gear, sweaty as hell, in your car. You've still got your like head protection
angles.
Shit on. And
learn your angles.
That's what I mean. I'm not someone that
women's photos on the apps are so artistic compared to.
And this is what my brother says. He was like, oh, well, you learn to spot the fake apps. And I was like, the fake profiles. And I was like,
The what nows?
What?
what are you saying? They're a fake one. And we started looking at each other's feeds and he goes, maybe it's just girls. And yeah. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, like all their photos are like model shots, like not just this is me being a beautiful person at SeaWorld. This is in a studio and it's like the backdrops and all of that. And I was like, oh, I can see it now. These are model shots.
To be fair, I do know how to operate a photo editing app pretty well these days. Well,
that's so men are underrepresenting themselves. Look, and women are misrepresenting.
I always say, get your mates to have a look at your photos and be like, is this representative of me or am I just only posting ones that don't actually look like me? I think that's one of the most important things because I can edit a photo till the cows come home. But if it doesn't look like me, then what the fuck's the point?
And that's what I've heard from guys that then go on a date and you look nothing like your photo, or you know don't make sure there's maybe a photo without makeup or something, you know, like let's be sensitive.
Sorry,
about that.
I had a friend recently who went on a date with somebody on an app and was told on the first date that she had failed to disclose that she was fat in her photos, and I'm like, I looked at her photos and they look exactly like her. People who are like, don't wear makeup all the time because it's a trap.
It's lying.
It's not lying.
That is what I look like with makeup.
That's what I look like with makeup.
Sometimes I'll wear it for you.
Yeah, and I'm just like, if you want to go on a date with me and I don't fancy wearing makeup, I feel like you'll probably get the shits a little bit. Like,
apparently there seems to be a lot of, particularly again with the girls, where it's essentially clickbait, and you go, if you want to find out more, click on my Instagram.
Oh, and they're only just fans trying to like get advertisement stuff.
Yeah, it's more just like getting followers. On your Instagram or your Snapchat or whatever.
This is interesting. I haven't heard of these.
I was like, no, I just like some more quality men, please.
Yeah.
So I think there's a few, like I know for me when I was going through, is if a dude hasn't taken the time to actually complete his profile, at least at about 70%.
If you don't write a bio, I'm out.
Yeah.
Because there's steps to dating, right? Not only do you have to be ready to date, like you said at the top, Kim, and I'm ready to date now. Mm. I've got all my ducks in a row and I'm ready to date. Do that. That's great. That's step one. But then know what you want when you're there so that you can, so you know how to ask for it, you know how to show what you want, how to hold yourself in that way. So that people look at you and go, oh, he wants casual sex, I'm going to look elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of gentlemen that have their bio is lol, don't really know what to say, lol, hashtag something, and I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus, no.
Yeah.
Actually, the two of the gentlemen that I did go on a date with, I ended up, they were like, what attracted you to me in my profile, like what did you like, and I was like, your use of grammar and punctuation.
Yeah.
And one guy, English was his third language. He was born in France and had lived and studied in Germany and was now living in Australia, and he was so shocked that I thought his English was that good. I said it was better
when
than
you learn
most
English they're actually, you know,
so
like,
much better
because the rule, there's so many rules.
Oh, it's bad.
I mean, you have to remember
hard.
The rules.
Yeah. And they're all,
honestly though, when I was it's very late in the afternoon. We normally record in the mornings and our brains are a bit fucking dead. I was going to say, when I was on the apps though, like my bio was literally, I'm a writer. You think I'd be good at this, wouldn't you? Fuck no. Like, I can't write about myself at all.
I think I also used to be, like I can be a little bit nerdy. I like video games. I like board games. I like Lego. I like Marvel. I like sitting at home by myself because I quite enjoy my own company and just not talking to other humans because I'll probably slap you. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. These are the things I like.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, those guys that are like, I like beach walks and hiking and camping. I'm like, pass. That's a hard swipe. Because I just know, even I think, you know, 15 years ago, I would have gone, oh, yeah, I could totally go hiking with you because you're so cute. And now I'm just like, oh, God, I would not put myself through that torture of doing something that I don't enjoy. And so why would I also want someone who suddenly finds out that I like playing board games and they're like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Why can't we go to the footy? Although I'd also go to the footy. That's fine. You know, so I just, you're right. Knowing yourself
knowing what you offer and knowing what you want is really important.
Get all that sorted before you even go near a dating app. But figure that out behind the scenes.
Now that you're back on the apps and out there and doing the dating thing, what have you learned so far?
About me?
Anything about yourself, about the journey, about dating on apps? Like, what's something that you've learned in the last couple of months, or even in the last, 10 years between dates? Yeah. Like, what's something that you've learned now after being on the apps in your 40s?
Yeah, I think no matter how you meet, it's only ever going to be a moment, whether it's a match on a profile or a eyes across a bar or whatever.
Mm.
It's the rest of it is you as humans and the whole process of a relationship.
Mm.
And so I think less pressure on the meeting,
more
work on the dating.
Yes, I enjoy
and
that.
And the people involved in this episode.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I think there's, so get rid of the stigma of how you, who cares? Like, you know, like everyone's, there's so many fun and embarrassing stories of, oh, how did you two meet?
Mm.
You know, she crashed her car into me at Woolworths, you know.
I actually find the more interesting, like, honestly, I mean, maybe that's my job as a relationship columnist slash podcast host, where every bad thing that happens is a good story.
Yeah.
But I find those stories more interesting when people are like, oh, we met at a bar, rather than, you know, oh, we met because we were sitting on the same roller coaster and he threw up on me and it was love. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the fact that it's purposeful is interesting.
Yeah.
You know? And I think people are like, oh, so you just met online? Oh, okay, right, cool. No, yes, we took the time to figure out what I wanted, and I went on an app and I created a profile and I went hunting, I'm a hunter, and found, you know, I found the hard thing
that I wanted.
You know, I think there's...
And I went, buy now, add to cart, Afterpay.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. It is that. It's something that you can't just... I do feel like a lot of people think the app will do all the work for them.
No.
And so they go, lol, here's me. Oh, what do you mean you don't like me as a human because I haven't put any effort into myself or my presentation? Or
especially the people who are on the apps and go, you must be this. I want someone who is this. They tell you nothing about themselves, just what they want. And I'm like, immediately, no.
So I think that's, you know, it's probably the world's biggest life lesson is that you can't make someone else happy till you're happy in yourself.
Yep.
So there's no point looking for that fix. And the app is just a medium. It's just that little... It's
a bar that you don't have to leave your house for.
It doesn't charge as much for drinks. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Tom, what have you learned today?
I'm putting a call out in lieu of a lesson because I didn't learn anything today because I'm an idiot. I want to know what happens if you – or has anyone ever found an acquaintance on a dating app, like a friend, right?
Mm.
And or an acquaintance, someone you were in a play with, someone you used to work with, right? And then you find them on a dating app.
Yeah.
And then you swipe – yes.
Oh, I've done that before and it's been weird.
Has it been weird?
Yeah.
Weird?
Because I wanted, oh my God, yay, they swiped on me. And then we talked for a bit and I was like, I feel like they just swiped on me because they're like, I recognize that face, not because they actually liked me. And it was just all kinds of awkward.
But I'm just wondering if there is any wiggle room for a...
Post it in the group.
Yeah, I want to know.
This is your job after today's podcast. Post in the group, ask a question if you've ever noticed someone from your real life on a dating app and have the swipe happened that's made the spark ignite.
Yeah, for two people, like, because it's whispering, right, on an app. You're behind the scenes from everyone else.
No one can see you talking to that person.
Because you know that they can't see that you liked them unless they also liked you too.
So that's quite intriguing. That's something I want to know about. Mm-hmm. Liz, did you bring a lesson to the table?
I did. Fucking communicate because it works. It saves people a lot of time.
It
just works. You tell people what you want. You ask for what you want. You put it out there if you're a bit nervous that someone might not want the same thing as you. You save yourself a whole lot of heartache. You get a little bit of moment, but then no time wasted. No harm, no foul.
Exactly.
Fucking communicate. That's what I learned.
Absolutely.
It's a daily lesson.
Thank you for coming down.
My
pleasure. And having a chin wag with us. Yeah, and keeping us abreast of the modern dating, or online at least, in the modern dating realm. And good luck going forward. I hope, now that you've figured out who you are and what you want and you're so much more comfortable addressing and going on dates with these people, all the luck to you. Readers at home, a round of applause where you are for Kim, please.
Yay.
Thank you.
If you would like to be a guest on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, you can go to that's not canon. ghostsofboyfriendspast and fill in our form. You can go to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com and email us your story. If you've got any kind of story you'd like to send in for a minisode, if you don't quite feel up to being behind the microphone, send us a story on social media. We've got our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy group if you just want to ask for some advice from some like-minded people who like our podcast.
That's right. People on that group would have heard one of the Kim's stories already.
Yep.
So you get that sneak peek, you get that early look at Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Share the show with those
It's too late in the afternoon.
It's right. It's all right. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
Okay.
What do you mean? Recording? Gee whiz. You've shown the show to someone already, right?
Yeah.
Do it again. That's all I'm asking of you.
And again.
And do that again.
Look, if you hear an episode that you like or that you think would help someone, share it. If you haven't already, you can rate us on Spotify now. That's just come along. It's a new little thing, but you have to have actually listened to an episode on Spotify before they will let you rate it. So please help us get our Spotify ratings up and show us that you want us to keep continue doing our thing by giving us a rating. In the meantime, I will leave you with my final lesson, friends, which is just fucking communicate.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.